We are in Shar Sheni, Perek Rishon, which is a very, very important chapter. It's a short chapter. We can do it well today. And it's about Seder, about being organized, being disciplined, and having organization in your life. Really, very important piece, especially for people like me who are not naturally organized. So he starts off with the Gemara in Sota, Memtes Amaral. This is at the end of Masechet Sota, which is describing in general Ikvasa de Mashicha, bad times, Churban. A lot of bad stuff going on at the end of Sota. And the Gemara there tells us the name of Rava, V'chayom V'yom Meruba Kololoso Mishachavero. Every day is worse than the one before it. Just a cascade of bad things, a domino of bad effects. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, if it's so bad, Ela Alma Amai Kamakai, and what's holding up the world? If it's so bad, and there's tzuris after tzuris, so what chus do we have to stay? So the Gemara has a shocking answer. A Kedusha de Sidra, V'yeheshme Rava Da'agadata. Kedusha de Sidra refers to Avolat Zion, what you just said. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's a very organized tefillah. You have the psukim, you have the Aramaic, very organized. Kadosh, Kadosh. That's Kedusha de Sidra. And Yehesh Mei Rabba Dagadata. The fact that we say a Kaddish, you know, often after a Shir, things like that. Kedusha, Yehesh Mei Rabba. This is what's holding up the world. For all of us who are usually running out and taking off our tefillin during Avolat Zion, so you should know, you're playing with fire. This is what's holding up the world. And how do we know this, says the Gemara? The pasuk says, "Eret aveta kamo ofel talmavas velo sedarim." So it's speaking in metaphor that the world is in such a dark place. The thickness of the darkness is like a shadow of death hovering over the world. You can't even see the world velo sedarim, and it wasn't organized. This is a pasuk, and the implication of the Gemara seems to be that it's referring to people who don't have seder in learning, regular learning. So the Gemara itself says, Hayesadarim, what do we see from this? If a person would have Seder, Tofia Me'ofel, then the earth would be able to be seen, would appear from out of this heavy, heavy darkness. Okay, that's the Gemara. A very, very, you know, difficult Gemara to understand. But what do we distill from this that's actually very, very relevant? Harekiyam Ha'olam, says Rabbi Volbi, Toli Bisdarim. He doesn't look at it as relating to anything specific about Gemara. He says the broader point is, having discipline in your life, having Seder, having a schedule, that is what takes people out of the darkness. That's what gives people kiyum. V'rak Seder kavua bilti mu'urar b'kocha l'gareish et achashkara klala. Only in a disciplined, repeatable Seder, an order, a system, that's what's going to banish the darkness of the curses. V'mkach b'chaya klal, you shouldn't just think the Gemara is speaking about the world, the meta-universe, all that stuff. Says Rav Volbi, it's also true b'chaya hayochid, for individuals. Choshech v'tzalmavis shorim gam b'olamo shal yachid rak kol och ein lo sedarim. Just like on the national, bigger scale, in a person's personal life, if they have no organization, if they're undisciplined, if every day is haphazard one day to the next, they're basically walking in darkness. But if they have discipline, if they have systems, if they have order, if they're organized, then they have the light, then they can see things. So he's underscoring and developing this point. He says the bottom line is, to the extent, every individual, to the extent that you can have an organized life, you can have discipline. Right? This is very good for a soldier. I mean, in the best case scenario, this is what the army is trying to instill. It doesn't always work, I assume, but when it does work, right? Discipline, repeatable systems, etc. To the extent, says Rav Volbi, to the extent that you have it, you'll live a more elevated life. V'ach machnis es ha'adam b'mador b'miyuchad shel hashkacha pratit. More than just a self-help book, which would be effective even as good secular advice, if you will, says Rav Volbi, it's not only that. In the spiritual realm, consistency is the name of the game. It will bring you elevated relationship with Hashem, elevated hashkacha. How do we know this? He's about to quote successive Gemaras that make this point. For example, number one, the Gemara says, Amar Ravin, third paragraph, fourth paragraph, Barada Amr Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi, I'm not sure what that's the name of. Kalarogya Lava Lebes HaKnesses, the Gemara Brachos. Someone who regularly comes to shul, a minyan goer, every day comes to minyan. Veloba Yom Echad, just one day he didn't go. One day he didn't go. Says the Gemara, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mash'il Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. And Hashem's in shul. You know, hey, what happened to Frank? Every day we have a l'chaim with Frank. Where's Frank? Where'd he go? God asks for him if he doesn't show up. Shinamar, mi becham yirei Hashem bekol avdo, asher halach hashkim ve'ein noga lo. So this alludes to the Gemara, and we don't have time to get into how the Gemara understands this. According to the Gemara, this alludes to the fact that this is a person who's regularly, quote-unquote, speaking to Hashem, or hearing the word of Hashem, i.e. davening, and if he's not there, ain no gelo, the light, a metaphor for Hashem, the light does not appear to him. Says, continuing the Gemara, now, a guy misses minyan one day, that's it, he's out, God calls on him, he wasn't there, so it all depends why he missed. Im ledvar mitzvah halach nogelo. Maybe he's not in shul because he's helping his wife. The famous story about the mashgiach in Lakewood, who there was a avreich in the kollel in Lakewood, you know, consistent, good boy. One day he's not in minyan, or maybe in seder, I don't know. Another day not in minyan, another day in minyan, he starts getting worried. So he goes over to the avreich. This is Rav Vachtvogel, the old mashgiach, says to him, "I see you're not coming to minyan anymore. Or you're late to seder, whatever the case was. What's happened?" He says, "Well, no, I'm fine. Thank you, Rabbi, for asking. But there's a mother with children, and she has trouble getting them out of this. You know, dressed every morning. She got, you know, get them to school. So I help her, and because I help her, I'm running a little late." So the mashgiach was so impressed with his derech eretz, with his midos. He says, "I didn't realize there's a widow in the neighborhood, a single mother who needs help. There's a divorcee, a gerusha, an almana. You know, who needs it?" He goes, "No, I'm talking about my wife." My wife, I have to help her. That's also a mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah when it's someone else's wife. It's your. So there could be all sorts of reasons that, you know, why you can't come. It's a mitzvah. So says the Gemara, if a person missed minyan because of a mitzvah, so that's, you know, still he gets the light of Hashem. But in the Dvar Shusalach, stam, he decided I'm going to blow off minyan. I'm not going today. That's something else that's more important. Then ain no galo. Then, so to speak, he loses the light. And the Gemara, again, it's the same pasuk the Gemara started with, which is a pasuk in Yishayo. The pasuk ends, Yivtach b'shem Hashem. What does that refer to? Mishum shtahavle l'ptoach b'shem Hashem lo batach. He should have trusted Hashem. Whatever it is that he thought was more important than minyan today, he should have realized that was a mistake. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, it's a, you know, when you learn brachos, you get all sorts of presents and treats. This is one of the treats the Gemara brachos gives you. What a fascinating Gemara. So says Rav Volbi, what do you see from this? But someone who was coming daily, that's what we're talking about, a person who's a daily minionaire, he gets such special attention from Hashem to the extent that if you're not that important to the shul, to the organization, to the team, to the business, you miss a day, no one notices. But when you're a consistent presence, when you're a vital member of the team, you miss a day, the boss notices. Says Rav Volbi, what do you see from this? You come to minyan every day, Hashem notices. Hashem cares. You're not a nameless, faceless person. He's a CEO with billions of people, and yet he knows every employee. You show up every day, Hashem knows you. You're on his radar. You miss one day. Why should this average person, this normal person, have such hashkacha? Says Rav Volbi, you see from this Gemara. Because he's consistent. Because he's disciplined. Because he comes every day. V'shuv, Shmiras Aseder HaKavua Ba'avoda, no gelo. That's the metaphor of the Gemara. You're enlightened. You get the light of Hashem. On the other hand, once you're on Hashem's radar, Pritzas HaGeder L'lo Tama speak, ain't no gelo. Shailov Tov Hashem V'lo L'vatas Han HaGasu HaKavua. So you want a closer relationship with Hashem, consistency is the way to go. That's one Gemara. A second Gemara, at the end of Maseches Makos, Shilhi Makos, last paragraph on this page. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Gimel, Otem Ozno Mishmoa Damim. Someone who closes his ears from hearing. Now, Damim obviously literally means blood, but the Gemara understands it as a double entendre, Domeim, quiet. Like Vayidom Aaron, Aaron was silent. An allusion to, he closes his ears like a little kid. Maybe now we will be some mazals on the little kids. Lashon Hara Lomed Daber Elai. I don't want to hear. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The lo shama bezilusa ditzibur merabanan v'shasik. This is referring to a person. He's so careful with what he hears. He's not interested in hearing any lashon hara about the rabbi. I'm just pointing that out. And if God forbid he heard lashon hara about the rabbi, he would stand up for the rabbi. V'lo shatik. He was one of those guys who just, you know, was at the kiddush, you know, listening and laughing while the other people made fun of the rabbi. And says the Gemara, and such a person who's a model of that, kigon Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Who's he? What's he have to do with the Gemara? What's he have to do with anything? So Rashi quotes, this is a story from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which describes how when he died, he had promised his wife his body wouldn't deteriorate. So they put his body up in the attic, and it didn't deteriorate. She would check on it regularly. One time, she notices denufik rikhsha miudna. She sees some kind of a worm or something coming out of its ear, the body's ear. I don't know, something gross. And she gets nervous. Maybe he's going to start deteriorating now. So says Zal and Rashi, quoting the Gemara Bar Mitzvah. What happens? Itchazil itzza b'chama. So that night, he came to his wife in a dream. He's dead already. He comes to his wife in a dream, and he tells her, don't worry, my body's not deteriorating, but this little, you know, inconvenience or humiliation of this worm, it's a punishment for something I did wrong in my lifetime. What was that? Because once I was in a place where people were making fun of the other rabbis, I should have stood up for their kavod, I should have said something, and I didn't. That's the story about him. So says Rashi, what the Gemara here is telling us is obvious. If he's saying that one time it happened, and he didn't do it the right thing, and he got punished, what do we see? That Bechayev Hayarogil Adaktik Bakach. Says Rashi, this again, this is not revolving, this is Rashi. And Rashi will explain in the Gemara. That why was he punished so much for this particular thing? So says Rashi, you deduce from here that this was actually something that he was regular and consistent with. Now I would add, P.S., evidently it was regular and consistent that people were being mezuzal on the rabbis. I guess nothing changed. Okay, but he regularly stood up for the rabbis. He regularly put his fingers in his ear. He regularly ran away. He wasn't part of those Lashon Hara things. Because he didn't do it once, he got punished. Once a person takes on a certain behavior, all of a sudden now he's a much closer relationship with Hashem. The key to getting that close relationship with Hashem is consistency. And of course, if once you have that, to ignore that, haznachata me'oreret sumet libo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person would anyway once then degrade that, fall off, God's going to notice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal, God asks about him. God gets upset at him. U'kiyuma mamashich alav bracha uzuchut mimaram adiyad. But let's think about the positive here. The point is, says the Gemara, says Rav Olbi, but if a person can create and maintain the consistency, that's the key to the special hashkacha. That's the key to the special nogelo that this Gemara used, or the previous Gemara spoke about tofia. Again, both times kind of metaphors of vision, of light, of being able to see God or feel God's presence. One final Gemara he quotes also from Brachos, which speaks about a person who has a makom kavu and davening. So says, again, he's consistent, he always comes, he has his place, he has a masudar life, that's the point. He's not stam always running around haphazard. So says the Gemara, that person will be meriting Elkei Avraham Be'ozro. God will help him like he helped Avraham. Says Rav Olbi, amazing. Hanhagot kavua beprat katan, one little thing, what's that? That's the biggest deal, to have the same seat. It's not like you were a tzaddik. You just sat in the same seat. Yet, because of that, you get an incredible reward. As Rashi says, you get Hashem is on your side like he was on Avraham's side. Unbelievable. As he says here with the last line, Otu milza sudra sahi, hanhaga kavu achas. You should be mezazel. We think big things. You know, I do 7 daf a day. I finish shas in a year. I give an iyun chabura. Right? Those are great things. Those are all wonderful. But we sometimes mezazel on the small things. As you see from these Gemaras, if you can even do something as small, yes, it's small, but even small things that are done consistently and regularly, they give you a special relationship with Hashem. They give you the zechus of having a special hashkacha. Now, turning over the page, if you just give a few more minutes, because we started late, he broadens it. No more sources, really, for the most part. Just talks very practically, very down to earth, how this should be part of our life. And I think it's really, this is equally relevant. It could have been in a secular self-help book, the rest of the chapter, just a few more paragraphs. But he's obviously now distilling it from the Torah, which makes it even, the Gemaras, which makes it more powerful for us. It says, Kol mishu bar das yoter mechavero, yoter yatsiv hu mehanagaso mechavero. Kol agolo mechavero, yoter mesura mechav mechavero. It says, you want to know who's more successful? You want to know who's going to be more accomplished in life? You want to know who's going to do more in their life? It's the people who are more organized than the other guy. The guy who has a plan, the guy who's organized, the guy who has a schedule, the guy who's disciplined, says, Rav Olbi, 9 times out of 10, he's going to be a gadol mechavero. But Seder Atzmi, in his personal life, in his inner life, once in a lifetime, you know, you got to stand in front of the board and in front of 1,000 people, rise to the occasion every now and then. That's also fine. But Those are products of the greatness. They don't produce the greatness. The greatness happens in the day in, the day out, the organized, the systems, the good habits. And he is incredibly basic now. Seir ha-chayim maskil b'derech eretz. It starts with just taking care of yourself. Nikayon ha-guf. Be clean. Personal hygiene. Take care of yourself. Be organized. Cheder megorim. Clean your room. Or as Adam McRaven would say, make your bed. Also, a lot of people know. Jordan Peterson, right? That's one of the rules of Jordan Peterson. Right? Make your bed. So people are mezazel in this. Rav Volpe wasn't mezazel. It says, being organized, little accomplishments, consistency, regularly every day, these add up to big things. Besedes mane shena. Go to sleep at the same time every night. For the record, every single thing he mentioned, other than the showering thing, I'm not good at. This is like great mussar for me. Your schedule, your work, your meals, your work, all these things, do it masudr, he says. Because what will that lead to? Of course, those things are the most important things in life. But that leads to, once you start being organized in those things, discipline, developing good habits, that leads into the other more inner parts of your life, which are, of course, more important. Limud, avoda, then there'll be mekavos. You'll become more organized and consistent in your minyanim, in your chavrusas, in your Torah learning. Everything follows in others. It's all complex. You can't separate yourselves. Most people cannot be schizophrenic. You know, I'm organized in this part of my life, but not organized in that part of my life. Either you're organized in your sutter, or you're not. It's what usually goes together. You'll understand that instead of Obi. In life, we all have, every day we wake up, we have 20 things to do. What's a priority? What can be pushed off? How do we think about things? How do we organize our life? Kama lilmod, kama lachzor, kama lechol, kama lanuach. How much time should we set for learning, for work, for spending time with our spouse, our children? These have to be thought out. If you're haphazard, every day is different. You never know what's going to come. You're not organized. It's a risk. And then he says the highlight, the masterpiece, golos hakoteres b'seder apinimin. If you can do even that, then you get the most important thing, the highest goal, which is machshava mesuderes. You're an organized thinker. You know how to think things through. You know how to be mesuder just in your processing. Hadoreshes avodav yagiyam yuches. And to be able to be an organized, you know, deliberate, consistent thinker and analyzer, says that's the hardest thing. That takes a lot of work. Says this is so important. Says, but if we do this, it will help us. And here, this is what you're probably thinking is, okay, that's nice in theory. But even if in theory I could do that, not every day is the same. I have exceptional situations. There's crises at home, crises at work. You know, I should be so type A, so yekish, that I can't move at all. So says Rav Volpe something very powerful in the next paragraph. We'll do this and then we'll wrap up. It says Enechanami. What I'm saying now, says Rav Volpe, is the usual day to day stuff. It says, but he says here in everyone's life, nimsa midei pam, we have every now and then we have crazy situations, and they're sometimes not even so uncommon. We find ourselves suddenly pitom b'matzav chadash, where we didn't know, in a new place, a new work environment, a new marital challenge, a new professional challenge, whatever the case may be. So, and we didn't prepare. We couldn't prepare. It was totally unexpected. These things happen in life all the time. Ashrei hayodea lasader atzmo oz l'fi ekrono ravodaso v'deyato v'enu ma'abed etenoso v'enu nofel baruchu. Says Rabbi, that's the whole point. If most of the time in the regular life you are masudder, then when the crazy things happen, you'll have a system of how to deal with it. It won't be ad hoc. Your instincts and your organization and your discipline and the good habits that you've been developing in the less stressful, more predictable situations will be, even subconsciously and instinctively, they will be there for you as a roadmap in the crazy, more out-of-the-box type of situations. Bezen nivchan adam gadol. You want to know who's a great person? A person who's mesuder in normal life so that he can stay consistent in the crazy times. He quotes here, I'll just paraphrase it, an unbelievable Rashi in the beginning of Shmos. But it's counting the 70 people, it says, and Yosef and his children, they were also there too. So Rashi says, we needed to know that Yosef was there. That's the Chiddush. Of course we know Yosef's there. The whole story. How'd they get there? We know. We remember what they had. We remember Vayigash. We remember Vayechi. We know what happened. Of course Yosef is there. So Rashi tells us, this is a Rashi. This is why you have to learn Rashi every week. Rashi tells us, what a beautiful Rashi. It's coming to teach us that the same Yosef who was the row of his, who was the shepherd of his father's sheep, that's the same father, Yosef, that was all the years in Mitzrayim. He was able to be omeid b'tzidko. He was consistent. He was the same Yosef. Says Rav Volpe, what a powerful message. Yosef had crazy situations in his life. The boar, the jail, Eshet Potiphar, working for Paro. And yet, because he had become a disciplined person, he was able to adapt and stay the same person in all of those situations. Miyusad ha-seder, hu gam kin ha-adam yodeh l'sader atzma b'matzei v'ruch ha-shanim. Person is organized and disciplined, he can adapt to different situations without allowing yiyush, right? When you don't have a plan, when you don't have a discipline, then you can feel overwhelmed. Right? It's the highs are too high, the lows are too low. You can easily become overwhelmed. But if you have a consistent plan, you have a habit, you have discipline, you can handle anything. And we'll do the last paragraph, we'll finish. Kichlos HaKol, to finish it all off, he says, Hari kol echad v'echad omed mispar pa'amim b'chayav, lefnei hachra'ot gedolot, ugoraliot. A lot of people, we have big decisions in life. Who are you going to marry? Where are you going to live? Are you going to make aliyah or not? These are massive decisions, right? When I talk to my talmidim, I refer to those as highway decisions. Right, we have a lot of in the neighborhood, little, turn left, turn right. If you miss it, okay, so Waze tells you to recalculate, or you remember, I should have got off Dolev here. I keep on forgetting Dolev's a circle. It doesn't make any sense. The numbers make no sense. You can live here for 10 years and still get lost in Dolev. Right? But it's not a big deal. It's a local street. But if you're on a highway in the Golan, in the Galil, and you miss the turnoff, not that it's over. It could be 20 minutes till you get back. You have to wait till the next exit, turn around. So there's a few big highway decisions in life. Yet nothing is undoable. But there's a few decisions which are going to put you in a kivun, in a direction for 20 other little decisions. There's a few big ones in life. Says Rav Obi, a person who lives life in general organized, that when it comes to these big decisions, asher behen mitkaleh ha-seder hatmi, that's where your true self, your inner discipline is revealed. Oilo, lemish golesh, letoch achra'ot elu ki'iver ba'afela, toch v'zizut v'shikolei sarak. He says, woe is to the person who has these big decisions, massive decisions. Where should I move? Where should I get work? Big decisions in life. And there are certain people who just glide into them. They're going without even thinking about it. Nah, what I say? Felt good. It looked good. It's impulsive. It's with empty shikulim. On the contrary, ashrei ha-yodea, lishmor oz, al tzifut ha-hagdugotav. Praise is worthy, and successful will be the person who, even in those big decisions, he remains true to himself, his discipline, his good habits that allow him to make the right decisions. All the different situations, when I was a young this, now I'm a successful or older that, newly married, older, young kids, old kids, all those different situations. But if in the end of the day, the real playing field is me, is the inner playing field. Life is really like golf. You're playing against yourself. How well you do against yourself, maybe if you want, can measure against other people. But you're not competing against other people. You're not, the situations, all the external stuff is not... It's all inside. If you worry about yourself and you take care of yourself, then you'll remain consistent despite all the different situations. And not only with Hashem, but also in all the other parts of your life, it will lead to great, great success. So he predicts. So I think he is very compellingly correct.